Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you ever on Yelp written a review?
No.
I've written one bad review.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever written a good one?
No.
Oh, okay, so only bad ones.
Oh my God.
What?
That reminds me of, you know how people are shitty online and they write really mean things?
No. Stop. People are so kind.
That was literally a light bulb moment for myself just now, realizing what? Myself had such a bad time at this restaurant.
Did you just call yourself me, myself?
Me, myself, and I. That it was so bad. And I was with my mom and we wrote a review of how bad it was. But whenever really I have bad. Like really good experiences, whether it's like with my Turo, a rental car, mm-hmm. or like my Airbnb, like I get the notification like, please review this or right. whatever. And I always put it off. It's like, I had a great time.
Yeah, I know. I do the same thing. And here we're asking people to rate, review, yeah, and subscribe
guys,
to
rate
us.
Review.
Yeah.
And subscribe.
Give us a good rating.
Five
but we don't
rating.
Even give good ratings.
However,
this is the lesson.
When
we
it gives
need
you
to
the,
start doing that.
When it gives you the option to like pick a star number, I'm
right.
on that.
Yeah, I always
but when
do
I have
five.
To like write a review, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it takes so much time.
But I'm now
you're going
gonna do it.
Yeah, turning a new leaf.
Gonna do it more because I and
people deserve
I appreciate
to hear
it.
It.
You appreciate mm-hmm. it. So other people definitely appreciate
okay.
it.
Maybe that needs to be like our New Year's resolution, even though it's like
write more
almost
reviews.
May.
In yeah. the rest of this year, we're gonna write more reviews.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We are chilling, and one, I hear you, okay? We definitely hear you on the whole, like, no more phone calls. We can't hear people.
Yeah, after you listen to it, it is kind of hard.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. And also, I did respond to a few comments on Instagram. Sometimes we just got to work with what we got. Like, if I'm out of town and Gina can't come with me,
yeah,
but we got a podcast. We got to call in, but we promise to try and
we're gonna try to limit that.
Yeah, and if we're gonna interview people, we'll try and just you know travel to have them in town with us or something like that,
right.
and then interview them like that. So, but thanks for keep listening. Hopefully, the last one didn't totally turn you off. I think you guys kind of enjoyed it. I mean, a lot of people were actually asking for Katie back.
I know.
She made sure to tell me that last night.
Well, she made sure to also tell me. Yeah, and also comment when people. We're commenting. She like kept like tagging me and stuff, like showing me like how many people liked her.
She'll like screenshot it and send it to me. Order me a mic.
I know. She's pretty
but,
funny.
But yeah, so we hear you and we will definitely try and just be in town, I suppose, more often so we can podcast together. All right. So just recently I went to LA. I drove down for a photo shoot. I was shooting with Derek and Drew Riker, the Riker brothers. You can find them on Instagram at Riker Brothers, R-I-K-E-R. And really good friends of mine. We've shot before. Like if you go to my website, brookends.com,
www.brookends.com.
like all the photos that are on there for the most part, that they took those. And that was in like a couple of hours at their house on their patio. Usually I'll be in LA, but we're podcasting. I'm doing apparel stuff or, you know, working on a few different things. And so I don't have a lot of time and it takes forever to go anywhere in LA.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, I have an appointment at this time, but it's like, it could be 5 miles away and it will take you fucking an hour.
Well, and the thing is like, we'll look like how long it'll take, and it'll say 20 minutes, and then you get ready for 10 more minutes, and then it's like, oh, 45 minutes. And you're like, God damn it. I thought I had this shit figured out.
That's us every morning every driving to the studio.
Time. Every time.
That's why we just podcast at home now.
Oh my God, we're always late. I hate that.
Sorry, Mark.
I know.
Mark, really sorry. But I basically went down there. I drove down. I drove because I knew they had sent me a bunch of photos. They had been wanting to do like this photo shoot forever. I gave them the whole day. That's all I was going down there for. Mm-hmm. And then my publicist sent me something. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I had a lot of clothes to take because I needed to give them like options, right? And I don't know. One, I don't really have like a lot of clothes, and I go through my clothes.
Because it was like normal
lot.
Clothes, right?
Yeah. Not like and workout like swimsuits clothes. And stuff like that. Yeah. But like they sent me a bunch of different stuff. They wanted to be very old, like Guess ads. It was a lot of like denim and whites. And I don't really wear white, so black.
Exactly.
So I literally was like shopping. I like went to Urban, went to like my stable places.
Right.
Urban and Free People.
Yeah.
And got some stuff. Threw it in the car. Realize like in drive down, I picked up my assistant Devin halfway to LA, went the rest of the way, got up early, got ready, went to do our shoot. We drove out to El Mirage. It's like I think it's like a national park actually. Mm-hmm. It's what was that?
It looks town? Like the desert.
It's like driving towards Palmdale. It's literally Palmdale. It's like in the desert.
Yeah.
And the boys go me, we get to their house and the guys are like, they're looking at my car because I had got my car washed before I drove down. I knew it would get dirty, but it was like, it needed to be clean.
Yeah.
They're like, this is going to get very dusty. And I was like, okay, it's not probably like, they're like, what they say? Like Burning Man dusty. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's do it.
There goes my car wash.
Yeah.
It's my $25.
We drive out to this place. They've been telling me about it. Like it's very, very, it's like being on the moon, tons of like, I guess their mentor, the photographer they worked with for a very long time, loved this place for shooting. Like Janet Jackson music videos were shot out there. Like a ton of cool stuff has been shot out there.
Yeah.
And like what's crazy is you get there and you'd think like no one's there.
Right.
So a lot of people. Yeah, but it's like it's all flat. It's uh-huh. like a dried up lake bed.
So there's like not roads or anything.
No.
Or
is it just like and like on when the side you when road? You so you go in and you have to pay for a day pass. So it's definitely like a national park. Mm-hmm. And you start driving out there and it's like, oh, wow. Like all flat, huge open land and like Joshua trees all over the place on the outskirts.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah. And also it was like, it was called El Mirage. Right. So I'm like, the whole time You're I was like, looking, is that, the whole time I was
that
like,
water?
Is that a Chick-fil-A? Let's go to that Chick-fil-A.
That's what you think of. I was like thinking of like an oasis or something, no, like water. Like, is that Chick-fil-A?
Well, okay, now that you say that though, is I legitimately thought like that there was water out there.
Yeah.
Because it looked like there was a lake.
Oh.
But I don't think there was. And I didn't say it the whole time because I thought like everyone saw it. Yeah. But then I noticed later that it was like further away.
You're like, there really isn't a lake.
No.
But did you see a Chick-fil-A?
No.
Was there one?
Did not see a Chick-fil-A. Our friend Danielle just walked in. Hi, so Danielle. She might come and sit in a minute.
Yeah, you can come sit and talk yeah. with us.
Anyways, we what? Pull out. She don't ordered
get,
egg
she
whites
said, don't
to
get
go.
Egg whites to
why,
go.
Why?
They smell like farts.
Oh, they definitely smell like farts.
Danielle, you're just trying to pretend that it wasn't you that farted when you came in the door.
I actually farted so I could blame it on your egg whites.
Just kidding. It wasn't. It was her egg whites, guys.
But we're at El Mirage.
Uh-huh.
We drive out there. They wanted me to hold back a little bit because they wanted to take a little video of like me pulling up.
Okay.
It's not windy. It's great. Hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Like how
actually,
hot?
I mean, it was hot because
we're just not used to
yeah.
the heat.
It was fine.
Okay.
And I had to like put like tanning lotion on and stuff like that and like oil. So I was
they, be, like,
the boys were like, oh, you're going to get a tan. I actually had to go to Sephora that morning to get fake tanner because my legs were so white.
Oh, probably bruised and scratched.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yeah. Really good looking.
Right. Close the door when you pee, Danielle. Sorry.
Or leave it open. Maybe the listeners can hear you.
Hear you pee. Oh, my God.
Anyways, yeah. pull out. super dusty. A lot of motorcycles, cars, like, will go out there and drive because you can literally, it's like drag racing.
Right.
Reminded me of like the Salt Flats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did air quotes. The Salt Flats.
Sorry, I'm laughing because Danielle's closing the door because she's peeing the door open.
But it was really cool. It was beautiful. And so they started looking up, you know, what, where they wanted to set up camp because of like where they wanted the background to be. And
lighting,
we,
all that.
Yeah, yeah. And we moved around and we were there. We left their house at 11. We ended up shooting for 5 hours. And lot of that was because they knew that they needed the sun to be in a certain area for like the sort of look that they wanted for different things. Set up camp. They brought a big tent, like a big easy up. Had tables, chairs. I opened up the back of my car, laid all my clothes out so they could kind of see everything. And then once everything was out, they kind of decided what they wanted to start with. And the first thing we did too, it was crazy because they actually shot me in the shade.
Yeah.
So under the tent in the shade, but all the way to the end of the shade.
Okay.
And then everything behind me, it was like super
lit.
Bright.
Yeah.
And these guys are incredible. I have no idea what it will turn out like, but they're super excited. And I kept having ladybugs land on me.
Ooh, that's supposed to be good luck.
That's what they said. And I was like, you know what? When I was driving to LA, there was a ladybug in my car.
Yeah.
And then when we were out there, they kept landing on me.
Oh, yeah. No,
so then we just kept saying like ladybugs the whole time. Until later, the luck ran out. Oh, this is what happened.
Oh, no.
We've shot a bunch.
Were they just like starting to fall off of you dying or something? No. I think like a flower like shriveling up. It's like... Yeah, something bad.
We were shooting. Well, actually, first, like this visual really grosses me the fuck out, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. We were just laughing about like,
was that a cluster? Sorry, just me saying it grosses you out.
Because we were saying like, oh, God, it'd be funny if I was out there and it was just like, had so much luck that all these ladybugs just came in and like landed on me. Oh my God, it's so disgusting.
If any of you don't know, Brooke has like a real issue with clusters of things.
Oh, and bugs.
Staples and bugs or, anything. Yeah, it's hard for her to talk about.
We're out.
We're moving on.
Yeah, we're out shooting.
Yeah.
It's very windy at this time. So now it's been, like, pretty windy. So the whole time, too, we're having to, like, try and get my hair to cooperate.
Oh, goodness.
It's a mess.
Right.
But all of a sudden, we look, and there is, like, a dust storm coming. It's like...
Tumbleweeds,
but it wasn't even a tornado. It wasn't like a dust devil. It was like a full, it looked like a storm moving across the whole area.
Yeah.
And it was coming fast. And
just
we
right
like,
at you.
We're taking pictures and we see it coming. And then all of a sudden it hits the cars and it hits like that, our whole area, and like moves past it. And the guys run over and my whole car's open. Their windows are open.
No.
Theirs was like for heat, but like I had the back of my car open. Dude, it broke the easy up. It was brand new, snapped like the metal pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like blew it over. All of our shit blows over.
Oh my God.
And I was like, where's the ladybugs now? I'm just laughing. I run over and that was like in the moment I look and I was like, guess I better get my car detailed.
Oh, no.
And it is so dusty. The whole inside, there's like just like that really
like
light
in it.
Dust
yeah.
everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
And I was like,
kind of would make a cool picture though. No.
My car?
No. I just think like the storm coming, like with you in the front, like in a bathing suit.
And it's
just covered
me.
In tanning oil. And then all of a sudden you just look like you're just covered in dust because it would just stick to all the tanning oil.
But yeah. So then we fixed that. I mean, that was all broken. Shit was everywhere. And we still were able to kind of figure out the other shots they wanted to do. At this point, it was so windy that we weren't really able to, like, they brought, like, a black backdrop. And trying to set it up was really difficult. We finally used the car. So it was, like, up against the car and, like, pulled it tight and put, you know, sandbags and stuff on it to, like, lay it flat. But, it was really crazy. It was a long day.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Did you end up driving up that morning? No, you drove up the night before. Yeah.
I was considering what I would do is I would drive down to Paso where Devin's at and then stay and then drive the next morning. But the boys texted and they wanted to meet at their house at 11.
Yeah.
And I just remembered like even when you and I did that and we left really early, it still can be such a pain.
Right.
So I was like, I'd rather drive 3 hours tonight
just
with no traffic.
Up and ready. Yeah.
So we left and we got there at like midnight to our hotel. Yeah. and stayed and then woke up.
Well, then you had something after, right?
Yeah.
What did you have?
So I was heading, so I just recently started working with my publicist.
Uh-huh. So me too.
Same.
Yeah, same. I have mine.
So her name is Liza Anderson from the Anderson Group in LA. I met her, I was connected with her after one doing the movie Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, it's the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we had like this big long conversation for like we're on the phone forever. And just talking about a lot of different stuff and talking about the movie and stuff like that. And someone connected me with her because they really thought, you know, when I've heard this a few times, especially lately. That's mm-hmm. why I like really realized that, like, now is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I've always like thought like I will work with someone eventually, but like until it really seems like it's like what I'm supposed to do, I'm not going to do that. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot of money. It's right.
She's the one that you worked with for the premiere.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So that's the thing. So she worked and did my red carpet for Wonder Woman and mm-hmm. for the Justice League. And she helped me when I had to go out to New York for the Shorty Awards.
Oh, right.
Like setting everything up and did all of it pro bono for me.
It's awesome.
I don't know if I'm supposed to tell people that.
Shh. You'll never mind.
Anyways, and what she wanted to do is it was like in between then and now, like when I'd be in LA, we'd grab, you know, dinner or coffee and stay in touch a little bit, and she would hear what I was up to, and really developed like a relationship that wasn't just this like a exchange of money, right? Like business relationship.
Right.
And she wanted to be there for me and work with me when I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was never ready, then that was it. But like if I was, like she wanted to be the person that I would call. And so, you know, a lot of things were happening and good and bad, and it just seemed like it was a really good time. And so we started working together, and I'd got this email, and she wanted me if I wanted to go to this event for ASOS. So ASOS was connected with the Life is Beautiful Festival, and they were having this like a launch party.
ASOS is a company?
Yeah, or? ASOS is an online shopping store. It's
okay.
I mean, I don't shop there. Yeah. One, because shopping online is really hard for me in general.
Right.
And two, I don't think most of the clothes would fit me.
They're like more like LA, like little like, tiny waif bodies.
She was like, they want to dress you. Can you go online? And she wanted me to like send her, you know, sizes and things that I wanted. And I really tried.
Right.
I really tried. It was not easy at all. Like I'm emailing back like what time of day is the party? Like what kind of party is it? You know, I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to wear. Is it like cocktail? Is it like afternoon? Is it like very festival? Because it's like they're connected with a festival. And if you go online and look at their store, they have all kinds of clothes. It's not just, so I couldn't even go off of what type of style it is.
Right.
And so I ended up just trying to like think, like I packed a few extra things that I have. And was like, all its fails, I'll just wear something that I have.
Right.
You know, and they're like, Kate, I can bring a plus one. So I took Devin, and we had to be there by 9 o'clock Thursday. So Thursday I had the photo shoot. We were out in El Mirage until about 6:45.
Oh, you were not happy getting ready.
Oh, boy.
I can already so, imagine rushing.
Imagine this.
Mm-hmm.
Dust storms
and dirty
in
yeah.
my hair,
your hair,
and I couldn't wash my hair.
Oh, no. Curses.
So we're in the car driving back. Luckily, we didn't have any traffic going back to LA. We got back. I ordered. We had this point. I hadn't eaten all day.
Oh, even worse.
Failed to prepare.
Even worse.
Failed to prepare. So I ordered some room service. We had 1 hour that we were supposed to be there.
Oh, shit.
And here's where I fell apart.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What happened? Did you have a meltdown?
Moment. No, I got full meltdown, okay. But I definitely was like, I don't want to go.
I've so been there. I've been there myself, and I've been around you when you're like that. And that is, yes.
Because here's what happened. I mean, it's a mistake on my part.
It's frustrating
because
you're going to be on camera and all that. Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, you want time.
Couple of things.
It's not like you have like a glam squad.
In like my email from my publicist, it was saying like they, you know, publicists couldn't go to this and they wouldn't be there for it. And there was like a VIP entrance at 9 and there was a step and repeat.
So you have to like go and like walk back and forth.
So as I'm getting ready, I'm thinking, oh, step and repeat. This is that thing where you literally walk, photo, walk, photo, walk, photo, like on a red carpet, like at the movie premiere. It's like step and repeat the whole way.
Okay.
So as I'm getting ready, I'm a little bit more concerned about what I'm going to wear.
Well, sure. Because you probably haven't thought about it.
Because like in my head, I had put some outfits together. But here's where I really fucked up.
Okay, go.
I only packed one pair of shoes.
No.
Wedges, which are great.
Right.
But the ones I packed, very summery.
Okay.
Not nighttime.
Right.
The pants I packed, do you remember what I wore at New Year's? The wide leg, high waisted pants open. Yeah. And I wore that, that bodysuit.
Yeah.
I had brought that, and I also brought a different top to wear with those.
Okay.
But the shoes were too daytime.
Yeah.
And so I was really struggling.
So what'd you do? You wore the shitty shoes with
I
the
stood
outfit?
Naked for a long time.
In your wedges.
I kept trying stuff on and then just stripping down to naked, sitting on the couch. And Devin was like, I mean, she was a soldier. She was like, she leaves. She's like going to try and find me shoes. She goes to the front desk of the hotel and she's like, "Is there any woman that works here that wears a size 9? This is my assistant crushing it. Like we were looking at like any stores to go and quickly buy shoes. But the problem is it was like already getting close
you
to 9.
Had no time.
I'm struggling to wear anything. And you know, it's if there's this whole fucking step and repeat, I'm like, I can just throw something uncomfortable in and go. But the fact that in my information says there's a step and repeat, I'm like, gotta do my best to
look decent.
You know, look somewhat okay. Right. So that if,
and it's LA.
You know, and they take photos. Right. I'm like, I don't wanna like if I feel uncomfortable,
right,
I'll just have a bad time.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you end up doing?
So keep trying on different variations of what I was wearing. And I finally settled on. So we ended up, we texted with the person that was there working with us and let them know I was coming late, made sure it was still okay. Because the event went from 9 to midnight. And it was like open drinks and they were passing food around and things like that. If you guys watched my Instagram, you definitely saw me eating chicken fingers.
I saw that.
So good. That guy taunted me with them. I was just like, eyeing it. He goes, you know you want one. And I was like, no. Yes.
He was like the devil on your shoulder.
But I ended up wearing those black pants.
Yeah.
And then actually the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cute.
like a lace black crop top.
Yeah.
And it's a cotton material. Uh-huh. So that actually with those sand, like the wedges I was wearing.
Worked
okay.
Okay.
And so I finally could put that on. Right. And Devin was like, okay.
We're good. Deep breath.
We're good. And I was like, okay, we better go before I change my mind. I know. Let's get out of here before I change my clothes again.
Just pull up and just pull away.
So here's even better. So LA. We show up. I have no idea what it's like, right? Oh my God. We show up. There's no step and repeat. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Right.
But literally, it was like what everyone was wearing was Urban Outfitters and so hipster and weird.
Oh.
And I was like, wow.
What was I really worried about?
What was I so worried about? Like, I literally could have worn.
Right.
Devin, like Devin goes, Devin's like, you could have wore a onesie pajama and been fine.
I was like, what, like what, like, oh, like the high waisted jeans and then like Doc Martens,
just like,
and then
yeah,
a
like
crop top.
I saw one boy come out and he was wearing like, it reminded me of something you'd wear on like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh,
like wearing yeah. like almost looked, he had,
it's like all the 90s looked, have come,
yes,
back.
And yeah, like wearing like big stripe, mm-hmm, big t-shirt tucked in with a belt.
Yeah. I'm
with
really
light
behind the
times. With light colored jeans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tennis shoes. And he probably had the ankles rolled, like pegged.
Right. Like fold over. Yes. And yeah, exactly.
And I was just like, what was I worried about? Like, but that's because, you know, every event I've been to has like, it's been different than that,
it's
one.
Been like,
and I haven't
wear.
Been to something like that. And so, right, I was concerned. We show up. There's like this line of people. Devin is trying to find this woman named Jess so we can find out if we can get in. They go, this is my luck. The ladybugs have been gone now for a while. They go, we're at capacity. And I go, it's what? Cool. Let's go.
Like, I thought I had to be here, and
like,
now they're not going to
no.
let me in.
Like, I understood that it was my fault that I was late.
Right.
And at that moment too, being there, it was in this place called No Name. It's like a bar on Fairfax, and it was a private event.
Right.
But already just everything that was happening and it being so LA, I was like, not my scene.
Yeah. No, we've been there before, like, where we're, yes, like, oh my God, does every single person here think they're the most important person in the room?
Yes.
What is going
so
on?
So that's kind of what it was like. Yeah. And you know, so I found myself like sliding away from like closer to the street, chilling. And
trying
I'm
to call
wearing,
an Uber.
I'm wearing what I'm wearing, and all these like, all these guys with cameras, I start talking to them. One of them, like this guy with this belly, he was like, starts talking about my abs. He's, oh, like, right, I haven't seen a six pack that good.
I mean, that's a nice compliment.
Or he was like a joke with like a, he hadn't ever seen a six pack of that besides like the six pack of beer in his fridge or something like that. And then another guy, so I start talking to these guys and we're just talking, and it's where I'm more comfortable. And these people get paid, get this, they get paid to go to all these events.
Okay.
Wait for the celebrities to come out.
Okay.
They take photos of the celebrities and then they print them out and make like pictures, and they, it's like what gets, you can buy these at like all the souvenir shops, and they have them sign them.
Oh. Okay.
And they make their money that way.
Huh.
They send out there, they take photos.
Yeah.
And then if they don't need to take photos, they have a stack of photos, they with a pen, a marker, and they, when the celebrity they're looking for comes out, hands them and have them sign them, and they take those.
Do the celebrities normally do it? Like, will they agree to signing them?
I guess some of them do.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's funny is like this one boy comes out, and this guy like stops him, and I'm like, what's funny is I don't know who any of these people are. I'm like, I literally have no idea who these celebrities are.
Were they celebrities?
And I said that to him. I was like, you know what's funny? It's like, I don't know who any of them are. I'm like, just like none of them know who I am.
Right, right, right.
It was just, it was such a weird experience. Like, I was just laughing. I'm like, what am I doing here?
I don't belong. How the fuck one of I these get? Things doesn't look well, like the others.
Yeah. Anyways, we get inside. The guy apologizes for making me wait. Not a problem. We go inside, and then it was just kind of like, you know, the whole thing, like being at a bar, nowhere to really sit. There's people shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm at the bar, like, I'm like, well, let's have one drink and then we'll go. And so I could do a little bit of some Instagramming for both of the companies. Mm-hmm. And it took so long because everyone at the bar.
Oh, just to get a drink?
Everyone at the bar, like, had drinks, but they were, like,
hanging.
Just hanging and talking and chatting.
Right.
And I was just back there just laughing.
Trying to push your way through.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's a different world down there.
Yeah.
It's not my kind of world.
It was not my scene at all.
No.
And that's what was so funny is like as soon as he was like, we're at capacity, I feel like some other people might be like, they might push that and be like, I'm supposed to be here. Right. I was on the list, like fight to like get in. Cause you're that's, like, you know, like they're, and I was like, eh, no problem.
Okay.
No problem. You know what sounds good? Rotisserie chicken, my bed and some Netflix.
That's right. Cause that's what you did after.
You did me a favor.
Yeah. I really appreciate that.
But I did get in. Cool. It was cool. You know that there's someone that I saw. We went upstairs. I feel like I've seen him with like Kim Kardashian and them. Definitely looks a little different. Like he's had a lot of work done on his face.
Like he's had a lot of?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like he was always with them when in like the old episodes of the Kardashians or whatever when they were like opening up their stores.
I've literally watched like maybe one episode of the Kardashians.
Well, in that case,
so I wouldn't know.
I'm not going to talk about it anymore because you'll feel dumber by the end of this conversation.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Actually, no offense if you guys like that show. I definitely like when I like want to mindlessly watch TV. It's funny.
Mine is like Real Housewives. That's what
yours
I watch.
Is Real Housewives.
That's my mindless TV watching.
Anyways, that was my time in LA.
Well,
drove home.
Yeah.
It was great. Me and I took Devin to the Butcher, the Baker, the Cappuccino Maker.
I love that place.
For breakfast. That, if you guys are in, if you are in West Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard, it is my all-time favorite place.
It's delicious. And
I can't guarantee there's like a bunch of other like really good breakfast spots out
for
there.
For sure.
But I love this
place.
Well,
it's like once you find one that you really like and you know.
And you know what I love about it?
It'll make your food the way you want it.
You know what I love about it?
What?
The parking.
I know. I was going to say it's like the only place that has parking.
And there's always parking.
I know. I know.
There's always parking because I feel like over there on that strip, everyone's walking there.
Right.
You know, we pull in, park, free. Free parking.
I know.
That's unheard of in LA or California in general.
It's true.
And then they have mimosas.
Uh-huh.
Really good bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And the patio seating is really great.
They have that really good jelly or jam.
The jam.
Mm-hmm.
You should try it out. Talking about food. We were going to talk a little bit on some nutrition. We've seen you guys have asked, some people want us to touch back on like traveling and nutrition or food prep and things like that. What I'm going to talk about right now is the importance of being prepared when you have like a very busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what happens when you're not?
Yeah. When you're not prepared.
You start to see Chick-fil-A as a mirage.
You see Chick-fil-A. You get really irritable and sluggish and you like hit a wall. That's what happened to me. So I spent the time, what I should have done. This is what I should have done. I drove down. I was really trying to get out of town and get all my stuff together. And I had like bags of clothes and all my shit in my car, seats laid down, a bunch of stuff. And what I didn't think about was grabbing my Yeti cooler,
right?
Putting my trifecta in there. You guys, if you don't know what trifecta is, Trifecta Nutrition, it's an organic, fresh, never frozen delivery food service. And it's the bomb.
It's really good.
Yeah. They have meals for different diets you're doing. They now partnered with Beyond Meat, which is very cool for anyone who doesn't eat meat. And I do a la carte so I can get like veggies, rice, potatoes, whatever, and then chicken steak in bulk and I can make my own meals. Anyways, should have packed that, which I normally will, and I did not. So all I grabbed before I left is I consolidated all of my like veggie chips.
You've done this before.
I know.
And then I've like reached in and eaten like a stale one and I'm like, didn't you?
The paleo pubs.
It's like finding you find whatever you have like half bags of.
Yeah. So I like consolidated the half bags into one bag, put it in my car, and then drove. And we never stopped to really get food or snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday morning, we had time to be able to like go and get snacks and water and things like that. But I was pale as can be. We got ready, and we needed to stop by Sephora before we went to their house. And when you go anywhere in LA, it's like I didn't want to park. So even Devin just got out of the car and ran in. I did a loop around Hollywood Boulevard and came back and picked her up. We are out there, and as we're driving, if we're almost there, I start to realize like I'm hungry.
I have no food.
Yeah. So all we have is like a couple waters. I do have my resilience protein though. So I had a couple types of my FNX protein in the car. So I'm like, oh, that's perfect. So we can at least make protein shakes. And then I remembered that when we were driving down to LA, I had bought a trail mix that had chocolate in it.
Mm.
And she had some cashews. And so I'm like, I asked her, I was like, can you hand me those nuts? She's like, these nuts?
That's funny.
I should have played the laugh button. So we ate those. Mm-hmm. And then we're out there and we shoot a little bit. And then here's what's so funny. Me and her know we have no snacks and we know it's a long day and we're just doing it. You know, we made our bed. We're going to lay in it.
Right.
The boys, the brothers, they had brought their ice chest with their waters and salads and food. Yes.
Did they share?
Like so prepared.
Oh,
well, I wasn't going to ask for that. They gave like a,
I feel like you just later, be looking at it like a little puppy later, dog though, like staring at them yes. while they're eating.
What I did learn is going out there for sure. I had no idea that the amount of water that we had wasn't going to be enough. Like I have been trying to drink more water in general. Mm-hmm. I go through days, especially if I'm really busy and I find that I don't drink enough water. So the big water bottles I took, like I definitely thought it was going to be more than enough because it's way more than I ever drink.
Right.
It was not.
Uh-oh.
So we went through all of our water, had some protein shakes or whatever. And then later on towards the end, cause we were just like dry, my mouth, my eyes, my nose, everything was so dry. They gave me some LaCroix.
Yeah.
Also, I was drinking LaCroix on the one wheel and they were taking video and photo of me.
Uh-huh.
And then they had some chips, some kettle chips that they were sharing, but it was so funny. Like, and we talked about on the way back to as soon as we got to a gas station, we had to like go in and find some snacks. And it was like end of the day. Like I had like no energy. I was so done. And it was, I literally had to go straight to the hotel, rinse off, couldn't wash my hair and then go to an event.
Right. So what'd you get?
At the gas station?
Yeah.
I got a protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
good choice.
A protein bar, water. And then we got some rosé for the hotel.
That's funny.
It's what you would do too. Actually, that's what we would do. It's what we do. But Devin's gluten-free, so she was like struggling because there wasn't a lot of food options at the gas station. So I got her a protein shake.
Right.
She just had another protein shake. And when we got back to the hotel, we ordered a quinoa salad thing. Mm-hmm. and had that.
And then you had chicken fingers, chicken nuggets
like
later.
Like here's, okay, coming full circle. I said it makes you irritable mm-hmm. and you have no energy. I didn't set myself up very well for the moment when I was going to realize I didn't have shoes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So already that frustrating moment was way worse. And I was just in there like naked, like, I don't want to go.
Yeah, forget it.
You know, and Devin's like trying to like be so great and like, this will look okay. And I'm like, no, they're gonna take my photo.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I'm like, I already you have to prepare yourself for like sure. people talking shit. Right. I'm like, I gotta try to do what I can to keep the shit talking like
to a minimum.
You know, like don't attack. You already attacked everything else about me. Don't attack my outfit.
I know.
Anyways,
I mean, it's like the same thing. It's like what you tell kids, right? Like, you know, you have to like. Make sure they eat breakfast in the morning.
I mean,
you
just send them with a lunch. Ruby's 18, and we still have to be like,
Ruby,
eat something, please,
today?
God. Please, God. In about
today?
10 minutes, you're going to hate all of us.
I know. Then you throw her some snacks, and she's like, I'm nice now. And you're like, whoa, you were like a split personality. Jesus.
What was it? Tell that story of her when she was little, when she said that.
Oh, my God. She used to always do that. When she was little, she would, I'm pretty sure she's like her dad. Like when she gets like that low blood sugar, she just becomes like a nightmare. And she hated the car. And so like, she would like be in the car and she would always like let you know. Cause she would like throw these huge fits. Right.
Yeah.
So she'd been like screaming for an hour. I think it was like, I'd gone and dropped all the other kids at school, like run an errand. And she literally was like just screaming, 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 screaming the whole time. And I would like turn the music up or I'd do like terrible, like horrible parenting things, like screaming back at her, like trying to get, you know, it's like anything to like shock her and to stop screaming. And I remember like we pulled up at a light and then she looks over at this doggy and she goes, a goggy, I nice now. And I'd be like, what? What do you mean you're nice now? Or like, we would be, you know, she'd be like upset at home or screaming or yelling. And she had like her little binky or whatever in her mouth. And like, if you pulled it out, it would just be like, like pull it every single time.
Like
and then,
Ace Ventura. Is that?
Yes. It's exactly
Ace Ventura
like that.
He's like screaming and closing and opening
it's
the door.
Exactly what it was. And she would just like be throwing a fit for like a good hour. And sure enough, she would just look over and she'd be like, I'm nice now. And I'm like, oh my God, how can you just decide that? Like, I'm nice now.
Makes the decision.
Yeah, throw some food in her mouth.
Like, you know, and I'm too tired to scream now.
Yeah. I just, okay. No, I'm nice now. Well, cool. I'm so happy that you're nice now because all of my eardrums have been blown out. I'm so frustrated. She's going to love this story. She's a good kid, guys.
She is.
She is. Anyway, I think we're done.
We are done.
Yeah.
Oh, we've rambled actually, no.
Long enough. Oh,
last thing.
We have some new news.
Yeah, last thing.
You guys, this is like a big deal.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Drum
well,
roll.
Gina has just got her very first Gmail account.
So sad.
I mean, it's mine and her Gmail account, but it's her first Gmail account.
This is how you can tell how old I am.
SBC,
when I have to give global.net.
SBCglobal.net.
And I go places all the time. They're like, what's your email? And I'm like, oh, it's this at SBCglobal.net. They're like, are you kidding me? You don't have a Gmail? A Gmail, a Hotmail?
Even like my mom has Hotmail. And I'm like, every time I have to type it in, I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. Yeah.
Hotmail.
I do still have a ringback tone on my phone.
Gina has a ringback tone on her phone.
I don't know how to get it off. I know. It's the... Yes, it is. And people make fun of me all the time. Yeah.
Anyways, we now have an email. So you guys can email us questions.
Yeah.
Or
and eventually call us, but we don't know how to do that yet.
We're going to set up... I've been told you can set up like a voicemail. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get it done before we podcast today. Couldn't figure it out. So
maybe Danielle
can
help us. Yeah. She's like a techie person.
She is pretty techie.
Yeah? Okay. She says, yeah.
So we're going to have her help us set it up and we'll get a phone number eventually so you guys can actually call and leave voicemails. And then what we'll do is we'll play your voicemail and then we'll answer your question. But until then, you can email us at what, Gina?
Oh, I was just drinking my coffee. BetweenTheReps@gmail.com. BetweenTheReen.
D-A-G?
Oh my God, wait.
Wait, what comes
wait,
next?
Wait, how do I spell that?
reps@gmail.com. So, thanks for listening. Remember to
rate, review, subscribe. We're going to start reviewing more. We decided that.
You give us 5 stars, we will also give you 5 stars.
We'll come back.
And send us some emails with some questions. We'd love to actually have that start being a regular segment on the show and we can interact with you a little bit better, which will be even more cool when we can play your voicemail. Mm-hmm. On the show.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Yep. Thanks for listening. Love you guys.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.